Blog Talk Radio.
Damian Lillard could never, ever, ever, ever make a difference for the Los Angeles Lakers. Don't you ever in your life come at me like you did moments ago talking about we need somebody like him. Clearly not. Clearly not.
So tell me this. Besides King James and Anthony Davis, who on that roster is better than Damian Lillard?
That is irrelevant to the conversation.
Y'all have now. That's the problem
check
y'all have now.
Y'all
don't have a definitive third
score. Check our record and check the record of the Portland Trailblazers. We do not need no Damian Lillard. Let me ask you this. Since you know it all, right? You got all the facts and all that types of information, right? Tell me, how many conference finals has the boy Damian Lillard sniffed? Now, I'll wait on that.
Well, how many have your boy Anthony Davis?
Don't answer the question with another question. I asked you to answer that. How many conference finals has he sniffed?
You know what?
Since he is that much game changer and a difference maker, answer me that.
He ain't had none, and neither has Anthony Davis.
That was not the question.
No. Is Anthony Davis a game changer?
Absolutely.
Then how many finals has he sniffed?
I don't know why that question is like null and void. That nobody cares about what.
No, it's not. He wouldn't go. He's not even sure to get one this year. Clippers.
Like I told you, even though that was a hoax, right, with that tweet, I guarantee you that he nutted on himself at the thought that the Los Angeles Lakers would even attempt to trade for him. Don't do that. Don't do that, man.
They need him. They need each other. Everybody say they don't want nobody until their team get him.
We don't need him because you, albeit you are, I guess, one of the better players in the NBA. I give you that respect. You done been in polling your whole career. No. I let you talk with no interruptions. You done been that player on your team along with CJ McCollum and things, and you ain't been able to get it done on your lonesome. So why in the hell am I gonna sit there and be cheerleading and pom-pomming like even at the thought of you joining the LA Lakers?
Now, you remember before y'all got LeBron, what did you to our old fans? They will remember this. Before y'all got LeBron, what did you say? We don't need him. I said, you excited if y'all might get LeBron? We don't need him. You did the same thing until y'all got him.
Well, that's the what does that have to do with anything?
Because you just said the same thing about Dame Lillard. And what my point is,
I'm serious about Damian Lillard.
You said the same thing about LeBron.
I don't remember all that.
Don't sit there and lie. Don't sit there and do that. You said the same thing about LeBron until y'all got him. He was all jumping for joy, cheering, pom pomming, and all that. And I think you would do the same thing if I got Dame Lillard. But this is not what the show's supposed to be about.
I really wouldn't be. Street Fighter, what up, boy?
What up?
All right. How we doing, brothers? Club quarantine. Everybody is in club quarantine. It is like, it is filled to capacity. It's actually over capacity. How in the hell are we doing? Everybody on lockdown with the COVID-19. Are we holding up out there? Ain't nobody got any of the shit. We all doing good.
Cooked some today. No, doing pretty good so far today.
Ready. Woog, I hope that you're doing all right. I know that you said you took a little vacay, and I know you got people at your job that's a little worried about being around you and everything because they, you know, they're weary about you being infectious and all that crap. So, you know, hopefully you're doing all right. But even if you,
we're gonna say that for another episode because I got a rant that I want to go on about that.
Gentlemen, it's been a while since the three of us been rocking. This is something fun. I figured we just do since everybody is bored at their freaking mind. We're going to play a little game, start, bench, or cut, the NBA edition. So let's not waste no time. I don't know if we want to flip a coin as to who wants to go first or whoever y'all can just, you know, decide amongst yourselves, whoever going to get right into it. Let's not pull no punches since this seems to be the great debate, albeit, you know, my player, God rest his soul, was no longer here, and even prior to him passing, he just seemed to be an afterthought in this debate. So let's go ahead and start it. LeBron, MJ, or Kobe, who you starting, who you benching, and who you cutting? Woog, it's on you.
Boy, you know I'm starting the boy LeBron James. I'm benching Kobe, and I'm cutting that bum Michael Jordan.
What?
Get him off my court.
Whoa, bro, what the? What did Michael do to
get
you? What did he do to your mom?
Get him off my court.
What happened to you? Were you a Trailblazers fan when you were a kid? A Hornet? A Detroit fan?
I'm a man that uses logic. Give me, I'm starting Bron, I'm benching Kobe, and I'm cutting Mike.
Street Fighter, same question. Who you starting, who you benching, and who you cutting?
I'm starting LeBron, I'm benching Mike, and I'm cutting Kobe.
No. See, I'm trying to be like a moderator. I really didn't want to interject, but now I got to ask you, what in the hell is going on with you for you to come out your lips talking about you going to cut Kobe? Huh?
You asking me?
Are you okay? This Corona got you feeling some kind of way. Don't shoot
that. He might have some symptoms.
You said you was gonna cut Kobe.
He's suffering from schizophrenia.
I have nothing negative to say about Kobe. This is not
good. That's all the way negative. I'm gonna allow you to double down on that.
Suffering from schizophrenia.
Double down.
I gotta make my team. And it's real, but damn, man, they did the same thing, but I'm probably gonna take Jordan over Kobe.
He's suffering from the symptoms, Diane. He got the COVID-19.
That's like,
are you
like
on vacation?
That's a that's like a literal head scratch. Like, I'm really disappointed in Zach, and Zach is a Lakers fan along with myself.
I am, and you can be disappointed in me. I accept that. I just need you to bring that same energy when he called Michael Jordan the bum. Like, come on now.
hey, I chose a better player. My bad. I want to win the game.
Right.
I chose a better player.
Hey. You allowed to believe that.
Same question. And just facts. I chose a better player. Just like your dumb tail than Bench Kobe. But, go ahead, same question.
Of course, I'm starting Kobe. I'm benching Mike. Hey, man, I love you, Bron. Thank you for everything that you've been doing.
No, you don't.
LeBron has been a long time. I got two killers with me. That's all I need. I got two killers. They damn near the same height. They play the same type of style, and they gonna get it done for me when I need them the most. No shade to LeBron. Sorry, he got to go though. All right, let's go here, Phil. Let's go here. I mean, honestly, Street Fighter, ever since you said you couldn't Kobe, man, your basketball opinion to me is just null and void at this point. You done lost all. You done lost all credibility. Anyway. Yeah, let's go. Let's keep it going. All right, fellas. Start, bench, or cut. Giannis, KD, James Harden.
I'm taking this one. I'm starting Giannis, I'm benching KD, and I'm cutting Harden. Next.
I'm starting KD, I'm benching Giannis, and I'm cutting that bum James Harden. I don't want no shit.
He ain't got to call me his bum. What? Yo, hold on, man. This dude is still scoring like 35-plus points. Damn, I don't even know what his points per game average is no more. He's kind of getting reckless.
Well, shoot.
He ain't going to just call people bums for no reason.
Zach, I can average 35 points a game if I'm shooting 60 dogs on free throws.
No, you can't. Let's just throw
I'm
that out there now. Don't say
throws.
Stuff like that. No, you can't. I'm willing to bet money you couldn't average 10 in the NBA. I hate to do it to you,
money
but James Harden is a different dude.
Money where your mouth is. I could average 30 points if I'm shooting about on 60 free throws a game. Soft tail.
All right. Hey, if you want to tell that lie, you know, you don't want to got to believe it. I'm just saying it ain't going down like that. I don't think James Harden is top five player or nothing like that.
He ain't a top five player.
But he nice.
KD.
I mean, no, but Giannis is a freak of nature, and so is KD.
Giannis recently came out and said, albeit him and James Harden got a little bit of beef, fellas, that
man.
James Harden, to him, is the most difficult player to guard in the NBA.
It's not beef if it's one-sided.
I might be biting off of Rachel Nichols and them on the jump, but for Giannis to say that James Harden was the most difficult player to guard in the NBA for him, is that BS or real talk?
That's BS.
Man, it's BS. Giannis trying to help Harden's feelings. Harden out here hurt. Harden's feelings is hurt. He's mad at everybody talking about him. He hear it all. Giannis don't care. Giannis don't give a damn.
I gotta agree. Because if that was the case, he would have thought better of him in the playoffs. Technically,
yeah,
he should have said either Kawhi or somebody, because Kawhi put that tail on lockdown after game two.
Very interesting. All right, fellas, let's go here. Start, bench,
hold on. You ain't show you what you was going to do.
I'm starting KD.
You better not cut, Giannis.
You better not.
James Harden is cut.
Don't.
And I'm benching Giannis. James Harden
right.
is done.
Okay.
But you have not been able to show me nothing when it matters. And the two players that I picked have definitely shown me a lot more when it mattered than what James Harden has. So I'm sorry on that note. All right, let's go here, fellas. Do this right here. Start, bench, or cut. Kawhi Leonard, Shaq, and Tim Duncan.
Whoa. What?
You putting Shaq?
Wait a minute. What the hell?
Them three don't even add up.
It don't matter.
That's not fair.
Kawhi Leonard, Shaq, and Tim Duncan.
That's not fair. Come on,
man. The first two was in order. You can't just throw that out there. Nah, please.
Yes,
nah,
I can. Stop running from smoke. Don't duck this smoke. Let's get it. Start, bench, or cut.
Put another big. Stay quiet out of this equation.
Kareem,
that's not fair.
Kareem.
Put another big. Put like Kareem or something.
Shaq.
Yeah.
Kareem, Shaq, or Wilt. How about that?
But nobody had no quarrels when we opened up the show talking about Mike, Jordan, and Kobe.
Because they were three at the same time.
About
who's the greatest.
Weren't two of them the same size?
It don't matter. This is just for fun. Don't duck no smoke. Start, bitch, the cut. So why Shaq and Tim Duncan? Let's get it.
It's not the same.
Somebody gotta go. You want me to crack the can open? Fine, I'll do it myself. I'm starting Shaq, I'm cutting Kawhi, and I'm benching Tim Duncan. What up? What up?
I think you right here, Zach. I'm starting Shaq, I'm benching Kareem, and I'm cutting Wilt.
So you saying Kawhi's cut. Now who you starting and who you benching between Tim Duncan and Shaq?
I don't rock setups like that. I ain't here for it. I don't wear wires. I don't like setups.
Come on, man. This is just healthy conversation. Come on, fellas.
It's unhealthy. That is a toxic ass question. That's a whole setup.
Yes, it is.
What you're trying to hear.
Y'all's lungs ain't built for no smoke. What y'all thought we were just gonna play it safe? It ain't. This is not how we do on our show. We want controversy.
Charles Barkley and Will Chamberlain. You said
Nobody care. Oh my! I cannot. I'm disappointed in the both of y'all. All right, let's go ahead since y'all asked.
Y'all are
disappointing us.
Y'all pussyfooting around that question. I'm so disappointed.
You'll put a landmine out and say, step on it. Step on this right quick.
All right, fellas, let's go here then. And you better not run from no more of these questions. Otherwise, I'll keep that off air. All right, start, cut. All right, fellas. Steph Curry, Allen Iverson, Russell Westbrook.
Well, I already know what
I'm saying. How does this question have order, but the last one didn't have order?
The last question did have order. Y'all just duck that. Duck this question. Who gonna come
forward?
That's a good one, though.
Anyway, I'm gonna start Steph Curry. Bench AI,
bench
Russell Westbrook.
I'm going to start Steph Curry, bench Russell Westbrook, and cut.
How could you cut a scoring champ is my question.
Because I don't need two ball-dominant players on my team. Even though Russ is ball dominant, he can pass off. I got Steph to be the scorer. Would you agree that Steph is a better scorer than Allen?
I'm just looking at AI like this man.
No, I would not agree to that.
Hey,
Steph is.
I gotta go.
AI was a way more versatile scorer than what Steph Curry is.
Wait, what?
Hey, but it's a 3-point game now, brother.
AI can get it in the paint. He can get it in, you know, mid range and from long range. Your boy Steph Curry is great, limited.
First off, Steph Curry can score in the paint. I don't know. We all remember when he's his crazy ass layups. Like Steph can get in the paint. The thing is, Steph can get it from the paint to half court. So.
The range.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about there. Like, I
not
guess AI had more of a mid-range game. Steph Curry's mid-range game is the three-point line.
You can play. I can play Russ and Steph. I can play Steph at the one, Russ at the two. And,
no, you
and
can't,
even though
can't Russ
even
can't play
with
James.
Hey, look, we're doing with James Harden though.
Who was going James Harden? Didn't he get cut?
Russ. If I need somebody to drive, I got Russ. Everybody knows Russ is hard in that game.
Like, isn't James Harden slowly getting worse? Like, after he stacks the 3-point, like, his shooting percentage is slowly, like, going down.
I'm getting a lot of feedback. Zach talk. Hold up.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of hear that too, but I don't think I like to be trying to stay on that.
All right. Y'all ready? Again, you ain't allowed to duck no more smoke. Okay.
Hold on. What's your answer?
Dang, who? What players did I just name? I'm so.
How you supposed to be doing this? And you don't even
I'm
know.
Getting old, man. I'm getting old, bro.
Nah, you getting in the smoke. You talking about us ducking it. You over there inhaling it. I'll get you.
I'm starting Allen Iverson. I'm benching Steph Curry. And I'm cutting Chris.
Cutting that scoring chance. Exactly. You got to go.
Nah, I'm cutting the MVP, too. It's crazy. Yep. All of them are league MVPs. That's the wild part. All of them are league MVPs. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. All right, let's go here. Start, bench, or cut. Kevin Garnett, Dwayne Wade, and Magic Johnson.
Oh, no, we're talking about all players in their prime, right?
Yes, well, indeed.
I think this one's pretty easy, and it kind of hurts me to do it, but also it don't really make sense. They also make different positions. We gotta work on that. That's where I'm going to start Magic. I'm a bench KG, and I'm cutting Dwayne Wade.
That's shocking to me.
I'm going to start Wade, bench KG, and I'm going to cut Magic.
Oh. Yeah, Magic got to go, bro. Magic definitely has to go.
Magic got to go.
I can't take Dwayne Wade over Magic because that size, a little bit of a shot, and all that ability to make stuff happen. And KG? Hell no. No. KG in Minnesota should have had him a ring or two, but he wanted to be hard headed.
Yes, he
should. I'm going to talk to that.
KG in Minnesota was a dog.
He was. And a league MVP in 04. He was either 03 or 04, one of them years. All right, I'm pretty much on Wood's side with that part. So let's go here. Let's get shaking right quick. Start, bench, or cut. Thompson, Ray Allen, and Reggie Miller.
So I'm willing to throw this one out there first. I don't even really have too much hesitation, to be honest with you. I'm starting Klay Thompson. I'm benching Reggie Miller. And I'm cutting. Wait, as I say this, which Ray Allen are we talking about?
It's Ray Allen. You know what Ray Allen
right,
is.
You kind of can't say you know Ray Allen. But I'm cutting Reggie Miller and Ray Allen.
I gave you the alley. So these are all 3-point shooters that are dope. Like, I gave you the alley. This should have been.
I'm talking about the super shooters. I want what was it?
Yeah, I'm going to have to start Klay, bench Ray, and cut Reggie.
He cutting Reggie. Okay. For me, fellas, hey, man, when Klay Thompson get it going, bro, that is a nightmare. When you can get, like, 30 points on, like, with, like, no dribbles, bro, like, I'm in a quarter, you know, I know that Kobe's single game modern day record of 81 ain't been broke, but I swear if it's anybody that could get it, I feel like it'd be Klay, bro.
Yeah,
And hell, with him being sidelined for this season and now this season, I guess, really being, like, just suspended indefinitely, like, man come back with a vengeance coming back next year. So that's where I'm at with it. I'm cutting Reggie Miller. I'm starting Clay, and I'm benching Ray Allen. I go here. Oh, let's bring it back. Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back. All right. Since y'all.
Hold on. I got one.
All right.
Starting, benching, or cutting? The new one. Ja Morant, Trae Young, or Devin Booker?
I wish you to put.
You said you cutting Trae Young?
This is kind of I'm cutting Trae Young. This is kind of wild because I need at least 2 years to decide who I want to start. Because right now I got to take Book, even though I really like John Morant. I got to start Book.
See, it is a difficult one. I think I got to side with you on that. Start Book, bench Ja, and cut Trae. Even though Trae is nice. I'm not sleeping on Trae.
Yeah, Trae nice, but Trae can't guard like me, I don't think. To be honest, I can't really dribble like that. But it's wild that Trae's so small. Like, that kind of throws me off.
What about you, Maddie?
I think he still hurts that we can't touch Trae.
Trae Young is starting.
Whoa. You
and Devin Booker. Yeah, you heard me. Bye bye, right. Ja.
You be holding too much stock in the whole. I ain't seen Devin Booker is nice.
Ain't no lie, baby. Bye 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 bye, Ja.
It's all good. He's gonna be Booker of the Year anyway.
He gone. You cutting Kobe at the beginning of the episode was hella wild, disrespectful. Like, next time that's how disrespectful that was. I'm serious. That hurt my heart. And cutting Kobe, that hell is wrong too. Take one weed and take it back because it ain't no good. It ain't no good. Anyway. Anyway,
you can forget about it. That personal is not that. You don't have to take that somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. That's like a 60-yard field goal. That's good. I'm clearing it. Let's go. Start, bench, or cut. Chris Paul, Steve Nash, and Jason Kidd.
Oh, I'll do this one. Jason Kidd's cut. Start Steve Nash, bench CP3.
What? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to let that out like that. Carry on, you were saying something.
Yeah, I'm starting Steve. I'm benching CP3, and I'm cutting Jason Kidd.
So starting CP3, benching Jay Kidd, and cutting Steve Nash. It's great like that. We could just.
All right. Let's go here, fellas. Let's go here. Start, bench, or cut. Carmelo Anthony. Dirk Nowitzki. And. Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh.
Really? The dinosaur.
All right, so I guess we can move on from here because obviously there ain't no need for me. What's the next question?
Next.
I needed a laugh right quick. Do we want to go teams? Do we want to go championship teams right now?
I mean, this could start some arguments.
All right. Do any of y'all got three championship teams that y'all want to name, or do you want me to crack that can open?
Let me do it. I'm definitely willing to do this one.
Make sure you name the year, not just the nickname.
I can't give you the year because I for damn sure don't know the year. I ain't gonna lie like that. We know the teams I'm gonna name though. So.
Yeah.
Bad Boy Pacers, three-peat Lakers, the first three-peat Jazz team.
Lakers
and the three-peat Bulls.
The first three-peat Bulls.
So he's talking about like '93.
I'm gonna take the three-peat Lakers.
Yeah, that's the team.
I don't believe that Bulls team could have had anybody to deal with Shaq like that.
They wouldn't have. Go ahead.
It seems to be unmentioned here that somebody was a Bulls head, but that's cool. I guess I don't talk about that.
Who you taking, Zach?
I think I'll take the Lakers team, too. But I ain't going to say it just because of Shaq. Because, I mean, I feel like the Bulls team could put up some points, too. But, you know, they trying to have guys 124.
I tell you what, that would have been a nice series to watch.
It would have been.
That'd have been fighting that series.
I got one. Let's go here.
I know a certain team that shouldn't be thrown in because I'll hurt people's feelings about choosing it, but I'm interested to see what team's going to pick.
What you talking about, the 0-4 Pistons?
No, hell no. Damn, them Pistons. Them Pistons
should
have won that championship.
I just thought that's where you were going since, you know, you somebody that likes defense and everything. And I remember like a year or two ago, you were like.
I do like defense, but they shouldn't have won that championship, point blank period.
The 08, either I think 07, 08 Celtics with Ray Allen and them.
The big three.
Yep. The 17 Warriors with KD, obviously, or the 2013 Miami Heat.
Okay, so the Warriors.
Start, bench, or cut?
Warriors starting. Benching the Heat. Cutting the Celtics.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm going to have to go with Zach on that, all three of those.
That's such a team that's only good at memory. Because for real, if they would have played the big three on the Heat, if they would have already been together, that Celtics team would have lost.
Yes, it would have. I agree.
I wouldn't have started the
Warriors.
I probably would have cut the Celtics, but I'm not starting the Warriors. I'm starting LeBron and them. That's me.
Duh.
I'm curious. Which team were you talking about that you shouldn't, like, is going to be feeling is going to be crushed?
Oh,
if you mentioned it?
I'd have picked the 17-18 team, the Warriors, with KD. I'd have picked them over anybody else with a name, point blank.
Is that your all-time greatest basketball team of all time for you?
It might just be.
I mean, as long as they jump shot is on, they'll beat anybody in history. But if that jump shot ain't falling like that,
Hey, show me somebody who can stop KD's jump shot from falling.
I mean, hey, that's just one player. I mean, you know, he's going to get his.
Hold up. That one player could put up 40 on you.
You throw a little body on Steph. You seen what they did to him a couple postseasons ago. You throw a little body on him, he's compromised. So,
what,
you know.
As you say that, what postseason? Tell me what postseason you're talking about. Because I bet you if you go back and look at that postseason, he still scored 20-something.
I'll take 20 over him getting like 30 and beyond. But you
he ain't
beat him up.
30 with KD. Stop. You got to stop KD first and foremost. KD is going to get 40.
And that's like saying you got to stop LeBron. You're not going to do that. You got to
exactly.
You know.
Exactly. That's how you – and you not – nobody going to stop Steph. The simple fact that not that he can get past everybody. I've never seen anybody –
Okay, let me ask this. A prom LeBron and a prom Wade versus a prom KD and a prom Steph.
James and D-Wade, easy, bro. Negro, great, D-Wade,
is,
bro.
Is it still like the same team?
Just 2-on-2.
Oh, hold on. In a 2-on-2, as much as he may hurt you, but the best thing is he can run through 1,000 screens before he finds to take a shot and play like that. 2-on-2? Man on man? Guard Dwayne Wade? What the hell are you talking about? That's not fair. That's not fair to Steph. No.
Who you picking?
Okay, so what would be the difference if you did the Heat and that Warriors team?
Because it's not 2-on-2. It's somebody trying to chase Steph Curry around for the whole game, and I promise you, you're going to slip up a couple times.
All right, throw it back over to you, Matty. I got LeBron and Wade.
I do, too. Easy.
I mean, I got LeBron and Wade if it's just 2-on-2. Yeah, no, that's easy.
Easy. All right, following in Wood's trend, Kobe and Shaq or LeBron and Wade?
Kobe and Shaq.
I mean, come on now. You got Shaq.
Yeah, that's kind of a clinch. Oh, I got one. Kobe and Shaq versus Magic and Kareem.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's go. Don't die. What happened?
Oh.
Don't die. The smoke.
That's like a dumb
I
question.
Kobe and Shaq.
Hell yeah. That's easy.
You think Shaq just got Kareem like that?
I know Shaq got Kareem like that. Kareem going to have a next
down
with Shaq.
Magic and Kobe.
Hold on. Can Shaq stop Kareem?
Yeah, once he throw that body on him.
So you hold on.
I thought Magic and Kobe was the mismatch.
Can we just – all right, hold on. Y'all saw how big was Hakeem Olajuwon? Was Hakeem Olajuwon big?
I mean, I guess so.
Yeah, he was a man.
Was he bigger than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
I mean, yeah, he was. Stature-wise, yeah.
What? Kareem is highly being underrated, obviously, for his defense. Listen, Shaq won't give Kareem a business like that. I ain't here to have him. I ain't having none of that. And Kareem is the leading scorer in the NBA. Listen, Shaq won't do him so much in the post versus Kareem.
Kareem's best bet would be to shoot jumpers or see how long that hook shot can really go, how much of a distance
he can
really
shoot. It can go a long way.
Because inside that paint, barbecue chicken down there. That's how my dog said it. Barbecue chicken. That's all that is.
All right, got y'all with a 1-on-1. Got you with a 1-on-1. A prime Melo. I'm talking Denver Melo with the Braves. Or a prime P-Mac.
Ooh.
Melo. I don't think the person's name is going to play Melo.
Ooh. I probably would edge that to Melo, because when I look at T-Mac highlights from, like, Orlando and Toronto, I see more dunks than anything else. So I would edge, which I think we could all agree that kind of was his prime, like, Orlando, like, late Toronto, or all of Orlando, and most some parts of Houston. But Melo done always had that jumper. I know Kobe was Melo was like one of the toughest players he ever had to guard, and that's saying a lot coming from the GOAT. But yeah, I'll go with Melo.
I think I might have to go with P-Mark just simply because I feel like Melo's jump shot is incredible. But T-Mac had like that little dog in him. He didn't have that dog like Mike and Kobe had, but he had something that will bite.
Can we talk about how Carmelo also had a post game with an okay 3-point shot and then handle? Like, who was playing 1-on-1 with his, like, Nuggets 3-point? Finally, Raptors was in my opinion. Back to the Western Conference Finals. Who wanted that? Cornrow man?
I am throwing up a lot. One more. Whoever want to take the reins, like, I'm throwing up the lob. Whoever want to dunk that thing and send us out. One more out there.
Mine was gonna be childish. I'm trying to get that one. Unless anybody else
Bird
got one.
Bird or Magic?
Magic? Or are we talking 1-on-1?
Who would you think was the better ball player?
Magic. I like all around players. That's fine.
Hey, man,
right,
I know.
If you could build your team with one player, period, who would it be?
Magic.
Look, man. Look, man. I didn't even let me answer the Magic question.
Answer the nigga.
Hold on. You all the way down,
bro. Move on to the next question.
I ain't doing that. You just turned the volume all the way down.
Smoke. You didn't inhale, like Zach said, you didn't inhale too much of it.
That's because you done tested positive for that coronavirus. Don't mean that you need to get out of line with me. You sucker.
I told you right now. If I got coronavirus,
I ain't the one that's getting isolated.
I will be over there.
You heard that? I know you heard that part. I ain't the one that's
I'll be over there laying off on them sheets.
Huh? I ain't the one, bro.
I got it.
You know better
I
than that.
Gonna get it.
No, I have a nice extended clip that's waiting on you. If you ever think you're gonna come on my porch unannounced and uninvited, I got something for that. I don't know who the hell you think you're talking to.
Now you're talking about
listen to him, Zach. You won't go hungry over here. I'll make sure that you get plenty. You'll be nice and full by the time I'm done with you.
I'm so plate and set my stuff on down. So go on, go ahead.
Zach, peace and tranquility to you, my brother. Wood, you know what it is with me. You know what it is with me.
Yeah, they're talking about that life. I know what it is.
Yeah. Nah, you should just trust me. You ain't hard to find. You already know that. You ain't hard to find, Brody.
Nah,
you know that.
My address. You know where I left my head.
I'm on the way.
Church, the screen don't be open.
I'm coming. You don't remember when I'll be in that corner?